Welcome back. Outside the Box Podcast, y'all boys, you feel me? You first time tuning in, thank you. If you're back again, I really appreciate it, you feel me? And this week, we got the infamous, the job, the Hokage in the video, boy.
I fought with it.
And we got my main man, Mathurnus, in the biddy, you feel me? And public service announcement, he is now going to be the new co-host. Drop a bomb. Oh, shit, bomb was long. And we soon switch the scenery, y'all boys, so no more couch.
But it's going to come.
It's going to be lit. So, y'all boys, this week was a little razzle-dazzle. We had Kodak getting free.
Freedom.
This is the first time we actually seen him.
They free the big stepper.
Oh, you already know the GOAT.
The little GOAT. Kid from the what? Where you from? The kid from the what?
From Broward.
Put your mic down a little bit. Right there.
The kid from the what? What corner is it?
And it's Broward?
The ugly corner.
Come on, man. The Broward corner. What the hell is nigga talking about? The Broward corner.
I thought we were talking about where he was from.
We know where he's from.
I was going to catch
Everybody
it.
Know where he from.
But I'm like, nah, you might catch it.
I was trying to give it to him.
Yeah, I peed. I ain't want to take your alley, yo.
Okay, so he's from the ugly corner.
Yeah, the little Haitian from the ugly corner.
Okay, put your mic up a little bit. You got to be in your mic, zone.
Okay. I'm fucking with it.
Nah. And you know what's getting me hot with people? This clone shit, Kev.
Bruh, that shit is crazy, bruh.
Like, y'all dumb.
it don't make no sense.
I mean, if you really think about it, bruh. It can make sense. Like,
Okay, boom. Wait, that's right.
Gay!
That's the wrong way. Tell me.
Okay. So let's say the government been doing this. They been, you feel me, cloning people and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't have nothing to lose to clone this nigga. Like, we're going to clone him and just let him be a figment of whatever we want him to be for us.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
Bro. We don't know. If kids start doing some grit shit, then we'll know, all right, he been cloned. But if he don't do no grit shit, then we know everybody just stupid as fuck.
So let's keep it a buck, man. I'm not a scientist.
Okay. Yeah.
But cloning don't sound like something that's easy to do. nor is it free, you feel me? So the government gonna be like, oh yeah, let's go clone the little ugly shit.
From the ugly corner.
Come on, you know how much people they could clone?
Who's worth being cloned, though?
You
said who's worse?
Who's worth? Worth. Like, George you should Clooney. Clone this nigga, though.
George Clooney.
Out of all people, nigga?
Bro, it's George Clooney. Why the hell would he not be wanting to be cloned?
I'm saying, who you think should get cloned? Like, if you had a choice, like, you should clone this nigga.
Yeah, me, nigga.
You. I was thinking about that.
What would cloning you? What would we get with that?
It's lit.
When they cloning somebody, is the original still alive? Or?
The original still alive. You know what? You're right, because they probably still got you held up.
Ooh. Now, if they cloning me and taking me and hiding me, then I don't want that.
What if they gotta do that? So you gotta pick somebody to get cloned.
If I gotta pick somebody to get cloned,
then they gonna hide the real one and let the other nigga free, let the clone free.
There's no gain in that.
No, it's a game.
It's a game depending who you clone.
Yeah, it depends on who you choose. Cause he trapped.
Oh, the original is trapped.
The original is trapped. Shit, motherfucking who would I do?
I ain't cloning no human, homie.
You gonna clone an animal?
You gonna clone an animal, kid?
Well, I would choose an anime character, but they not
you
real.
You can't choose on.
Come on, bro. You gonna pick a cartoon and shit.
Why am I cloning another
it's
human?
It's anime, it's not cartoon.
Discussion again.
Okay, but I could go with.
Who can I clone?
Shit, who can I clone for real, though?
You can clone a diamond.
Oh, that's not bad.
Hey.
You right, cause the devil already annoying, kid.
You know what I mean? But if you clone her, is that she gonna fuck with you or she
no,
not?
But if you clone her, you get to put in the settings what you want.
No, we never said settings. Come on, bro.
But still, the real one is locked up. So whatever one you get, I guess you get. So you wouldn't really know.
I don't think I'm not gonna waste it on no dime, homie.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not gonna waste it on no dime. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. would be some crazy shit, though.
All right, we had the decision. I don't know why I'll clone, Ken.
Let me see. I don't know. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, fuck it.
That was a crazy question.
No, thank you.
I just thought about it. That's so dumb as fuck. But you know what's getting me hot? It's the dumb people talking about something. Oh my God, she looks so heartbroken. The nigga ain't much talk yet.
Right. You know what?
He just been sitting there. He was just standing somewhere.
He did look a little down.
But time out. We're not gonna sit here and ignore the fact that Kodak not a weird nigga though.
Yeah, exactly. He would always do shit like that.
I mean, he would always do shit like that. That's valid. But he did kind of look like a little bit like.
He looked different.
The weight loss was crazy.
Losing everybody, but he was skinny when he first came out.
The first time?
Yeah, when he first like started blowing up, he was skinny. He gained weight when he got money.
Oh yeah, he gained weight. He lost.
But remember, people saying they was mistreating him too. Now,
I mean,
so if you remember, they give a nigga one trade a day. Like,
how many trades you supposed to get?
Three.
Damn.
To my knowledge.
Damn.
So y'all boys ain't never do that in where you work at?
What, buck niggas trade?
Yeah.
I can make up a story.
No.
Come on, let's make up.
That's some real shit. That's some real shit.
Let's say
your story in your books. Do you feel like, have y'all ever done that?
What's the word you gotta say when you don't want to get sued or some shit? Fuck.
Disclaimer?
No, not disclaimer. It's like,
I don't think we that big when we'll get sued.
I don't know. Totally.
Well, anyways, it was a mentally ill inmate.
Y'all need to tell him, man.
That boy's
wild. No, time out. He was coherent. He knew everything that was going on. He kept shitting in the tray. It didn't make no sense to you.
So he was sitting y'all back shit trays.
Yes, because the tray come with a cover. He put the tray back in the flap and it got shit in it. It was big logs, homie. I'm like, oh, this nigga tripping. But you know, I know food not good in the tet, so I'm going to give him a pass.
Mm.
All right. So dinner come around, I give him the treat, he give it back to me, he's shitting again. I said, all right, bro, you playing. Like, come on. Breakfast come, he three-peed it. He's shitting the tray again. I said, all right.
I'm done with you.
But the next day, we finna ghost trade this nigga.
And ghost trays, for the record, is they giving him no food?
Something like that, yeah. You know, he got a lid.
It's a ghost tray. It's not no food. It's just invisible food because it's a ghost.
Yes.
So the food is invisible. You feel me? Yeah, invisible plate. Yeah.
The food is there. Yeah. It's just not everybody can see it.
Yes.
You get what I mean? Yeah. That's what a ghost tray is. So you feel me? After like 3 days of ghost training, the nigga, he found God. He ain't shitting in no more.
You see a ghost enough, see? You gonna know.
But yeah, boys, you don't understand the frustration of opening the lid and this shit in there. Like,
but y'all boys don't smell it through the shit being
covered.
He's covered. I mean, but goddamn, it's shit.
He ain't gonna be that strong. He sealed it. If it's like water, like diarrhea,
But you know what my question was? Is he pre-shitting? And saving it and putting it on the tray?
Or if he eat it,
just drop it on the tree.
But I think he could walk there on command.
What he gain from that? Just fuck with y'all?
I mean, he probably don't even know what he's doing.
He knew.
He knew.
He did it three times in a row. He knew he
was. Once he got those ghost traits, he knew what the fuck he was doing.
Exactly what was going on, bro. He chose to walk there in them trays, bro. And that's what he chose, kid.
Homie, big logs, homie.
Look at the big logs, kid. Like, I took a meme one this morning, I felt like I was getting greased or some shit. All right, it was big, it was
dark.
I'm like, yo! I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
You felt like you was getting greased?
I would assume that's how it feels.
Like, you just let him say that.
I'm just saying it. Yo! Hold on. I'm sitting on the toilet, I'm like, yo, this shit hurt. This shit really hurts. I'm like, yo, somebody got greased in their ass, like this. This is painful.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's
right.
What
thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
I'm not like, pretty alarming.
You should let that nigga slide, kid.
No, that's my man.
Niggas can't slide, boy. But yeah. So them logs be painful, dog.
Yeah, they do.
It truly do. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, but it really
don't you hate when you pushing it out long enough? And you get tired and you end up cutting the log in half?
And then you gotta keep going. That's what happened this morning, dog. Yo!
Damn, homie.
That's what happened this morning.
I need a break. Somebody give me some store softener.
I want to get up.
I got the pills for that, nah.
I don't want that.
Oh, okay. You don't want it for real then. Okay, yeah.
That reason. Then we'll give it to kids.
It's a stool softener.
What the fuck that mean?
Like you feel me? Like when you take a dump, it's gonna, you feel me, make it a little, it's gonna make you take a dump.
Oh, it's like laxative.
It's not like laxative. Oh. But it's like laxative. Yeah.
It's gonna laxative fuck you up. Oh, but.
Shit. Damn. Hey,
y'all got bad laxative stories?
Hey, but by the way, laxatives is what House of Mac put in their food, because every time I eat it, I shit.
Really? What? I want to go try it. I ain't tried yet.
It's good, nah. Oh,
the food good.
It's amazing.
Like that time we had ordered, that time was at the crib bowl. It vibe. It's vibe. House of Mac vibe, bro. But it ain't bad.
That shit gonna get fucked up.
I feel like Taco Bell, though. Taco Bell do the same shit to me, kid.
I can't relate.
Taco Bell? Nah, I can't relate to that.
That show, I got shit the next day?
Nah, I don't.
The Doritos Locos Tacos?
It's fine. That's the part that get me hot, because it's so good.
Nah, it don't make me shit.
Like,
dog.
My homegirl tried to put me on it. Like, girl, I've been doing this.
Stop just doing something?
Nah, the Loco Tacos, that shit hit. The Chalupas hit.
Chalupas be fast, bro.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Taco Bell don't do that to me, man. That's just a new thing.
You don't think they should make a sweet, spicy chili Doritos taco?
A sweet, spicy chili?
The purple bag of Doritos.
You onto something. What they waiting on? They might make you think the blue one over there?
The Cool Ranch, they made it.
Oh, I know.
But it ain't all that.
Because the Cool Ranch is, you gotta eat the whole bag to really get it.
Yeah, and then the fingers is like.
Yeah, you do.
Like, the nacho cheese, each one got a little But the Cool Ranch, like, only when you get to the end.
It's because you used to the nachos. That's why. The ranch is like, okay, it's an acquired taste.
Yeah, it is. I used to like the ranch in a while. No, I like nacho cheese.
I fuck with the blue ranch nacho. I ain't gonna hold you with that
one. You ever had the guacamole one?
Guacamole?
I don't like guacamole.
They had guacamole Doritos.
I don't like guacamole. It wasn't that good. You like guacamole?
Yeah, I don't like avocado, though.
But you like guacamole? Mm-hmm. You like guacamole?
Yes.
I'm weird like that, though.
That makes no sense.
I know.
That's the whole point of guacamole is avocado.
Like, I like strawberry flavored, but I don't like strawberries.
You know? Oh, yeah, you did weird. Say that. You weird as shit, though. Weird.
Like, I cannot eat strawberry. Like, it's just disgusting. Weird, like, champ. Something strawberry flavored, I'm blitzing.
Nah, I don't know about that bit, dog. That.
But, hey, back to Kodak. Y'all seen the tattoo on his forehead, right? He changed it.
Like, was that a bird, a vulture?
It looked like a fucking reaper or something like that. It got crazy wings.
Kodak gave me the vibe that he just seemed like he's a dude that just regularly just vibe and go through shit.
Yeah. Like, he's an average, to me. That's what everybody relates to. He give like average, the shit you're going through vibes.
I don't know if I'm going to say average, but.
He can relate to the masses. Like when you hear his song, you relate to it.
No, I relate to it because, you know, nigga getting bread.
I'm just, a lot of people feel
but
like that.
Me, but it's more to it than just that, though. It's like. He gave me a vibe that, shit, I can't even.
I really want to feel it, just saying.
Really, it's like, okay.
I was trying to.
I'm trying really hard.
Okay, boom, like, Kodak give me a vibe that he just don't really care about what's going on in the now. He's just like, it is what it is type shit. Like, whatever he's going through, or whatever he's doing, or whatever he's fun to do, whatever it is, it's like, it is what it is, I'm going to do it. That's the vibe that he gave me.
Big question.
Like, he wrecked this.
Y'all think he going back to prison?
I think he going back to prison.
I don't think so. Not this time.
I think he going back.
I'm going to be positive and say, I hope not. So I'm going to say no.
No, I don't think so.
Because he's going back.
But hey.
But I wouldn't be surprised if
I wouldn't be surprised if he goes. But like, his camp be on point. Like media wise.
His camp did not be on point.
I'm not. Like, his charges wise, they suck. But like, publicity wise and putting them out there, they be on point. Like, see how he popped up with the fucking... Mass, iced out mask?
Yeah. Like, and he went to that nigga that was trending all on the IG.
Oh,
Johnny Day?
Oh, yeah, that nigga right there.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So, like, hey, his team be having him on point with shit like that. Like, bam, 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 you like, the media gonna catch it. Even
his lawyer low key kind of fue too, though.
Yeah,
his lawyer.
Yeah.
Lawyer fue.
He got a tattooed on him.
So, y'all don't think Kodak got no woo?
Of course he got what?
Of course.
What are you saying right now?
We all Haitian here. Y'all know we down here in the yayo.
Of course he got one.
You know the fuck going on. You know the fuck going
on. Nigga, big guy with who I am,
bro. Force strong with that one.
Bro, force.
Yeah. Hell to not. Get pardoned by the president?
I mean, I feel like, but D Trump was kind of not Donald, by the way.
Not Trump. The president.
Trump. The president Trump.
Former
my nigga getting impeached. Right. But it's like, I don't know, kid. Like, it could have reached him, and he was on some shit. Where like, okay, it is what it is. I'm finna just pardon this nigga.
I highly doubt that. I think him pardoning him is like for a future gain of him. Like,
no, I don't think it's a future gain.
Yeah,
he's not a future gain. It can't be
for the Kodak.
He got a bag. I could bet y'all that he got a bag.
Who?
Trump.
For pardoning Kodak?
He got a bag.
But what's a bag to him?
What's a bag to him?
Couple M's.
Couple M's for pardoning Kodak?
A couple M's.
I don't think
he
so.
He don't need
dude.
That.
Couple
he don't
M's. Need I'm it. Telling y'all. Couple M's.
He don't need it, bro.
So, well, somebody in Trump camp did then.
Somebody took the M's. That's what I'm trying to tell you. A couple M's, kid.
They paid for that. But at the same time, it's like.
They paid for it.
They paid for it, kid.
Come on. He didn't do that for the
free. He could have.
Check me out. Trump got it because, you know, it was a big, like, a storyline. Okay, ooh, free Kodak.
And it would have put that drop.
It made it to him. That's how it
okay, but what if Kodak also dropping two M's on that? Three M's on that? Like, shit.
What's three M's?
Listen,
that's a lot of money, bro.
It's either somebody in his camp got it or somebody in Kodak camp knows somebody that's high up in Trump camp. And they was like, hey.
I'm telling you, some bags was dropped.
Because you know what it is? It's because Florida people, we really culture and cultivate Kodak. I don't know why. Maybe because he Haitian? I don't know.
Yeah, it's
but we really cultivate this nigga. Like, we really hold this nigga dearly to us. So, everybody already going to Trump and like, oh, free Kodak. And Trump was like, okay, I'm going to do it. It's Trump. The nigga is.
But how much other people he
could have pardoned? You know how much other people he could have pardoned besides Kodak?
But we don't fuck with them like we fuck with Kodak.
But so, it wasn't really Kodak. It was like a long list.
Listen, it wasn't on the list, but bro, when they go pop out?
He could have freed Joe Exotic.
Because they got
he could have freed Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic did it. He's guilty.
He could have
freed Kodak. Kodak was guilty.
What the fuck?
Check me out. What Kodak did, that's just some gang shit. Joe Exotic really trying to kill a regular person that's really working.
Hey, but
it's
did
a
she,
huge
but did
difference.
She die
did she die though?
No, she didn't die.
I did.
He still tried to
free Joe Schragenberger, whatever his name is.
You don't know his name, but you want to free him.
I just said it.
Nah, he ain't said it, though.
Free Joe Exotic. Fuck that.
Man, I'm taking a drive to Tampa, homie.
And do what?
I'm back.
I'm going to go holler at Carol Baskin.
Hey, nobody likes a Carol. Mr. Hokage was on that episode. Y'all go check it out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I don't like Joe either.
You like him?
How he finessed the two niggas to be gay?
Oh, yeah.
They wasn't gay. How'd they give him number one finesse of the year?
He
was the number one finesse of the year.
Nah, he got pulled.
You get two straight niggas to be gay.
They was already gay.
The first nigga was already gay.
The second nigga? The one that killed himself. Yeah, he wasn't gay. The meth helped.
Yes, big time.
The meth helped, but the finesse game was there, kid. Like, yo,
that was gay, homie. You ain't gonna flip just to flip. You gay.
The bag was there. Joe was dropping that.
Yeah, oh, he had that cash.
Right there. You already gay. if you're not gay, it's open. Like, you cannot be gay, but it's open.
So how much bread it take for you to turn out?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. For me, it's no price. But for that,
for free.
Shit. Niggas got
no price. If you do it for
free,
no price. That gay shit, that shit D-clue. But you feel me? That's just me. Other niggas, you don't know how they move. They probably got a price, but the price is crazy high.
Or is you put crazy, that meth on
it. All right, but what if the gay is not to the point where you gotta do it? Like a nigga, like, yo, I'm gonna drop neck on you for a couple M's.
So that nigga drawing on your meat, kid?
I'm asking you, you doing it yesterday?
Hell no, kid.
Nah, homie, nah.
Like, bro, like that.
Nah,
that,
homie, come on, dog.
Come on.
Oh, damn. Oh, box you up now. Nah, how you made all that bread?
Had a nigga jerk me up.
Had a nigga suck my meat. Like, come on, bro.
And then for him to be able to pay that, why he paying me?
Yeah.
He like you.
But he can go find a nigga and do that for free.
I like 10 M's.
No, bro. No, I'm not doing that.
Ten
years
ready to
get
something on me?
It's cash?
Yeah, cash.
I
I just closed my eyes, dude. All right, what if it's like a time frame, like where he can't, you ain't gotta catch a nut.
Listen, a nigga Joe not touching my.
No, man. I'm not doing nothing sexual with another man.
First of all,
me neither, but
it's not gonna be on hard. So what you even sucking?
No, yeah. I'm not doing nothing with
that. It's not gonna be on hard, kid. I'm gonna die out. I'm never gonna get on hard.
Think about it, kid.
God, that's nasty, bro.
Nah, I'm not. Shit, bro. I just
did.
See, I'm not thinking about the details.
Hey, but I got a question for you.
A lot of niggas are taking it, by the way. I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas are taking
it. Some niggas will take it for a blunt.
Huh?
Some niggas will take it for a blunt.
A blunt?
Yeah.
But they was already open to it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They was already open to it.
So then it's not an issue.
I don't think it was already open. It's just the end justify the means. Like that blunt is super important to them. So it's like
at that moment.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
To them.
Well, that's the blunt of the world.
No, niggas be doing it for cheaper.
Yeah,
I heard niggas doing it for like 5 B's.
They do.
Niggas do it for free. Y'all keep putting the price on it.
You're right, but...
But they already
gay people be knowing what they want.
They already turned out. So
nah, but gay people be like, I want this nigga, kid. Like,
nah.
Even if you're straight, they be like, I want...
Hey, but they do be turning niggas out, though.
Yeah.
The gay niggas do be turning niggas out.
They do shit with a lot of straight people that you'll never know.
Hell yeah.
They not straight, kid.
They straight. They just
got finessed a little bit.
It's just like us.
They got Joe Exotic.
If I never watched anime and I put you on anime, now I introduce you to something that you never knew about.
That's two completely different things.
Obviously, but the concept is the same.
Now, I know about this already because girls can do it.
Girls can do it.
So, you know, teach me something.
They can do it because you know, you feel me?
Everything but a gay person can do,
a girl could do.
We got different. It's just different. Like, listen, first thing first, we need standards. And for this, the standards is it's real, bro. Nah.
For what? For what?
Like, for niggas being gay and females being gay, like, it's standards.
Oh, yeah,
double standards.
Big double standards.
We need double standards in life.
That's
crazy.
You don't got double standards in life? How we gonna go?
Yeah, I love
it. Well, it depends on the good double standard. It depends.
It don't matter what it is.
Nah,
bro.
Nah.
No.
That's a good one, though.
No, check it out.
That double standard.
It don't matter what double standard. Listen, no matter if it's high, low, you can give me examples where double standards are buzzing, and I'll accept that it's buzzing. But the whole point is
we double standards are needed. That's a fact.
Just needed to keep this world going around, bro. Like, come on now. How we not gonna have double standards?
We need double standards, though.
Come on, bro. You gonna have niggas blowing niggas backs out, and you gonna be like, all right, it's okay.
Yeah. He was sucking dick for like 6 months, but he backs great. That's what girls do,
bro.
That's what girls do.
That did not have to word it like that.
Huh?
Nigga blowing niggas backs out.
That's what they doing, bro.
Yeah,
man. NBBs, nigga.
Come on, nah. We need double standards. Double standards is needed, bro. That shit is buzzing, but at the same time, it's not because it's needed.
Let me ask y'all a question, though.
Pop off.
If, let's say for some strange reason, right? They say your meat don't work no more. And they gotta get rid of it. Like, surgically remove it. But they could give you the alternative of getting a box. Pussy, for y'all don't know what box is.
It's not me.
So, would y'all take the pussy?
No.
That was too fast for you to even think about it, man.
No.
I'll take the pussy.
You'll take the pussy.
I'll take the pussy.
You'll take the pussy?
I'll take the pussy. Because I'm going to still have sensation, right?
Yeah, but who you fucking do?
Me and my dad, we gonna do.
Oh, she gonna peg you.
Nah, hell no, we gotta
she peg you. She
peg you. What gay girls do? Gay girls, they do, what's the shit?
What,
they
scissoring?
Told me, you're a nigga.
They told me scissoring is a thing. So, I'm gonna be the one pegging her.
So, your dad not gonna respect you, hood.
So
I ain't
gonna
have no testosterone. I ain't gonna have
no,
nothing.
So,
but you're not fucking no more. You're not getting nothing.
No, I'm not getting nothing no more.
So, you okay with that?
So, now I could come scissor with your dad. Okay then. Hey, me and your thumbs.
Hey, you can't please her.
You can't please her. You don't want somebody else to grease her.
Hold on. You feel me?
They're going to fuck this, y'all.
Listen. My shit about the right way, y'all boy. You can't please her. And you can't grease her. So I'm going to come sizzle with your dumb, kid.
Nah, I don't want that, bitch.
Come on. I'm not greasing her, so you can't be mad at me. We just going to be rubbing pussies.
Nah.
But do you consider that cheating, though?
Hell yeah.
How? Sway?
He not cheating, huh?
What you mean, how?
First of all, my... Put your...
How, Twake?
How is that cheating?
What you mean?
How, Twake? How, Twake?
Yeah, for real.
She rubbing pussies.
Dog, first off, you
it's not that nigga, it's me. Just cause I got a pussy. Think of me as a girl.
It's another nigga.
Please stop saying it like that. Please. Just cause I got a pussy. Oh, that's sick on me.
No, Jesus. Man. No, bro. Like,
so you're not doing it?
Hell no. Like, listen, that shit is so, it's such a no that I can't even tell you how much of a no that shit is. It's such a no.
You can't even fap, though. Like,
they can do nothing. You're going to be so depressed.
But check me out, though. If you don't have the need to do it, how bad you really living?
What the fuck is you we talking about? Come on, baby. Come
what
on.
What are you talking about?
No caps, huh? No caps, huh? Come on now.
You got a horn dog tail on your back?
Mr. Horn Dog.
Like, no.
I ain't talking about urge. Bitch, that urge comes
every day. Fuck out of here, nigga.
No, but it comes up because your meat on rock.
Nah.
Can you even have a dumb? Like, is a dumb really gonna be with you?
She got a no sex drive, she can.
But what you gonna, you gonna put a strap on?
Shit, that's crazy.
You'd have to wear a strap
so
on.
So you gonna peg your dumb?
Yeah.
Cause I ain't gonna have nothing down there.
Exactly.
Dude.
You gonna make noise?
You gotta act like you nuts.
Yeah. Hey, imagine you doing it and I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna punch it again. Push it right out back. Why you did that? Don't do that to me.
You know how I feel about it.
Don't do that
to me. I mean, shit, I ain't gonna lie to y'all boys, kid. Like, damn, that shit gonna be crazy.
Then pick the ladder.
Huh?
Pick the ladder.
No.
Wait, no. What the fuck is the ladder?
Getting the pussy.
Oh, yeah, see?
No,
I
no,
got
no.
my shit quick fast.
Listen, bro.
We rub it.
That ain't happening, kid. Listen, on me, that ain't happening.
We rub it all day. All
right, man. But if you're dumb, see, you feel me, let her slide out every now and then, you gotta be okay with that.
Hell no.
Then she gonna leave your ass.
You might wanna have a dumb. That's my point. You never have no dumb.
You want everything your way.
You always gonna have, you're never gonna have a dumb.
You can't have everything your way. The dumb already dealing with a nigga that got no dick.
Mm-hmm.
Now she telling you let her slide every now and then, but she know we're home, man. You say no?
Nah, bro, nah.
Homie.
Cause another nigga was loving you, kid.
Huh? Hey. You can't do it?
I could get a little T-strap on.
Yeah, but it ain't the real. Sometimes she wants it.
She gonna do it anyway.
Hey, she might as well do it that way.
What do you say? Yes or no? She gonna do it anyway.
Hey, listen, man. So long as she do it that way, that's all that matters.
Oh, so she'll tell you it's good. You gotta act like you don't know.
I'm not gonna act like I don't know. If I know, I know. But my whole thing is like, if she gonna slide, she better be sneaky. Cause the moment I catch her, it's a wrap, homie.
What you gonna do?
I'm leaving.
Yeah, she's so
that sounded kind of dark. Like, Hernandez some shit. Like,
nigga said,
what's up, find out?
I'm out. I ain't gonna be with that getting mottled by the next nigga.
Yeah, but you out, and then what you gonna do? Like,
but she might not get mottled by me. We gonna rub.
Yeah, see? He good.
Hey, so I know how this is. The moment she touch you, I'm going.
Damn, you can't let your homeboy at your homie.
The moment she touched Carlos, I'm out, homie. I'm out. Like,
damn, that's good.
I'm not even gonna tolerate that.
Oh, he finna leave. Like, nigga, she don't care.
She don't give a fuck.
Listen, if she don't care, then she would've never stayed with me.
She loved you.
Oh, I say so she gonna care if I leave.
No, but you don't love her enough to let her get her.
Yeah, let her get her needs. You're selfish.
It's fucked.
You're too selfish.
I ain't letting that nigga float my down.
I'm not flopping her.
Flopper.
I'm gonna rub pussies.
I don't care.
No, all I see.
Wait, hold on. Jonas, you didn't answer what you gonna do yet, dude.
I did answer.
What'd you say?
Hold on, the question or originator can't answer his own question.
Nah, fuck out of here, nigga.
You said that.
Fuck out
of
here. What you doing?
So, come on, bud. You know what I'm gonna do?
Mm-hmm. You get a pussy with me?
I don't. Explain it to me.
Okay, I'm gonna be like rubbing pussy on
me. I'm not getting no pussy on me. Like, oh, yeah, now I got a twat, nigga. I'm not.
You gotta sit down and pee every time, kid.
Listen, I'm gonna be single on me. Single with no dick.
You ain't gonna never get off.
But you can't.
You can't! I don't think you're not understanding that word.
Yeah, what's wrong? Nah, buddy. He said he gonna. I'm speaking of the fact that he got a box.
No, you don't want the box.
I don't want the box.
Okay.
Hold on, you can still nut if you got a box.
I don't talk to your boys. I'm rubbing pussies all day.
I don't know about that.
All day.
I'm
gonna be a pussy
that,
man.
That just
you might as well become a trans.
Yo, nigga, I'm me still.
Nah, you're not you.
I'm still
no, you ain't.
Not you.
No, you ain't.
This time I'm gonna have a scrap. I'm gonna have a scrap on my back. And then we're gonna be, I'm gonna let her know, yo.
Nah, you're not it.
Oh, so you just want the pussy, but you're still gonna be pegging down.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Y'all not thinking, cause I can still feel.
See, you're not feeling you pegging her.
No, I'm talking about the pussy. I can still feel. I can get her to eat me out of some shit.
Nah, that ain't it.
So you're saying that too normal.
Yeah.
I can still get her to eat me out. What?
Oh, that boy's cute. Hey, man. I need my sensation. I'm not going to be sad. Now y'all going to be sad. Y'all going to be angry.
He lying. He going to get the pussy, bro.
Who? You.
Get what pussy? He's going to get the pussy.
Y'all niggas going to be angry. Y'all not angry. Y'all not angry.
Bro, listen. I'm so not doing this. It's not even funny. It's crazy.
I'm not doing
it. It's crazy how much I'm not doing.
But hey. Oh, about that. Have y'all ever seen Gabby Garcia?
The boxing
guy? Oh, yes. Yeah, she's
a UFC.
What, the boxing guy?
Bruh, she has
that's
a pussy.
That's a man. No, she does not.
Hey, editor, please put a picture up of Gabby Garcia, please, so they can see. Yo, that dumb scares me.
It's a man.
And she has a husband.
She got a husband?
Yeah, come on. That's a
woman.
It's a man.
She is a man.
But you know
any
what?
Little.
He a bodybuilder?
No, he's small, scrawny nigga.
Oh,
all right.
Yes,
no. Did you see her vagina?
No.
Exactly. She's a man.
I said she a man, too.
She's a man.
She's
6'2".
She's 6'2".
That's my
Gabby
muscle.
Garcia?
Gabby Garcia, UFC kid. Could y'all
grease
a dumb like that?
I don't know.
No. She brawling.
But if it was like a real dumb, but like, let's say
she has a... She is a real dumb. She got a box.
We think so.
I can't touch her. Because if I touch it, the minute you start feeling on the muscles and packs for me, that's a nag.
I can't grease a dumb like that. I think she's going to try to fuck me.
Hey, she big. She big.
She pick you up.
She pounds.
Damn, she picked me up and was like, yeah, yo, what you doing?
Hey, what's that position called when the dumps fuck you? Damn.
Shit, I don't know what that's
bitch
called.
Bitch nigga. That's what you became? What the fuck?
No, she brawling, homie. How much so, she bench?
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, boy. I can't even begin to even fathom me touching a dime like that, dog.
I couldn't do it.
Hey, but what if she got that good?
I would never know.
You never know.
I would never know.
What if that's she said? What if she gave you two M's?
Two M's
of
reason?
Oh, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't think I could say let's go.
Grease or get it?
Grease. You gotta feel all over the body.
I was
about
to say, yeah, that's what you.
That's not grease.
I'm bagging that dime.
You bagging her?
She's a dime.
She's a dime. I can do it. Like when Kodak said it one day, you feel me? Fucking young man, long as she got a coochie.
Yeah.
Is he wrong? She does have a
nah, he wrong. I ain't gonna lie.
What?
Yeah, he wrong, homie.
Hey, but in that song, he also did say, what on my butt like a tub.
I don't know where correlates, but he did.
He said it, but he did.
I don't know what that meant, though.
I don't know what
he said. I mean, yeah.
I don't get that, what on my butt like a tub.
That's why I fuck with fool.
Listen, y'all, boys, I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
So you wouldn't be some young man if she came, yo, girl.
Yeah. But she more feminine than Gabby Garcia.
She is.
She more, but it's like, I don't believe, listen, man, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, dog. Like, when it comes to sex, homie, I don't know, bro. Like, I really be on some, if you really not it, you not it. Like, I could, like, in my head, I could say I'm trying to grease, but my meat not gonna say that, homie.
Yeah, Gabby don't do it, hood.
Like, she,
yeah,
like,
I don't
she's not gonna, she, I'm not gonna be like, if you, like, inject me with some shit, and then you say she paying me 2 M's, then okay, maybe you could get
nah, it. Nah, I'm thinking
that. 2 M's should be enough to make you, you know, you.
It's not.
Nah, you're gonna keep dying, though. I'm gonna figure nuts, spit on her back. That's episode, y'all boy.
She ain't gonna
so they recorded this shit. You ain't spitting on nobody back,
bro. She not gonna film it.
That's I mean, bro, you
can't. She's not a sex tape. I just had to grease her.
Nah. She gonna feel the spit on me. Come on.
Nah, I'm gonna be thick. The whole time I'm gonna be cooking this shit up.
You kiss nigga.
What if she wipe herself?
Oh,
what if she what?
Wipe herself. Like she wipe.
And then she catch you, she gonna beat your ass. Oh my god.
No, she gonna
it's her ass. Yeah,
right.
Like you can't even fake it with her, kid. She gonna beat you.
I won't be able to do it, bro. I know I won't. I'm gonna try though. I'm going for the dummy mission. I'm gonna try. Maybe if I catch on hard, you know, maybe yeah. I can stay on hard long enough. I can look. But outside of that, it ain't happening.
Shit.
Bro.
Since we talk about meat. Y'all seen Trey Songz shit on Twitter?
No.
What's going on with Trey Songz?
Yeah, he had a video of him getting head from a girl, right?
He posted it?
don't know if he posted, she posted. It was on Twitter. I don't know. You know Twitter? It's Twitter. It's Twitter, bro.
It's not social media.
Twitter.
It's Twitter.
Twitter have no. It have no filters.
Yeah, Twitter is Twitter. So
Twitter have no filters. On. Yeah.
Yeah. So you talking about me? I seen the video.
Good job.
I see why the neighbors know his name. I see why the neighbors know his name.
What?
I see why the neighbors know his name. Like, yo! But I don't know if he had a rubber on while he was getting head, but I don't know. It looked different.
When he was getting headed, different.
Like, his meat skin color was different from his skin.
I mean, that makes sense, though. Cause
like, no. It was, like, drastically different.
Yeah. It's really like that. But then again, I don't think he light skinned enough for it to be like
that's
that.
What I'm trying to tell you. Look,
we
like
never, we never seen him in person though, so we really don't know
how. I think he had a rub on because that looked like a random dumb, so he like fuck it. He probably had a rub on his grease and then she started getting him hit with the rub.
That's a pretty crazy subject.
I'm just saying, we're talking about beats. We're talking about beats and Trey Songz.
We're talking about our beats.
Okay, another subject. Let's talk about male cosmetics, you know? Niggas be getting shit body done. Would y'all get y'all meat done?
Like get it longer?
Yeah, like the Dr. Miami shit. You know, you get your meat longer. Cause niggas get shit done. Niggas could get abs, niggas could get pecs.
What I get my meat done?
We can get it done, but is the Dom's gonna embrace it how we embrace them?
They're gonna embrace
they
it.
Embrace they got it. No choice. It's your meat.
They got no choice. They gotta take the meat. Yeah.
They're gonna love it.
You feel me? I'm not gonna say they're gonna love it because
you got a bigger dick.
Yeah, but not all Doms like that shit.
But when you do that.
No, Dom's like small.
They don't like smart, but they're like regular.
But when you do that, you don't lose no sensation.
Nah, you don't lose nothing.
Nah, you don't lose
nothing. No, your nut time changes.
To longer or faster?
It's like it's a little bit harder because it's like some of your meat behind the wall where your hair grows and shit. Like you got more meat behind there. So he basically just pulls that out. So it's
sounds painful.
The channel for you to nut, because it's back there, is going to like, it'll take a little longer to get.
Oh, it's a further distance.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's it. So like, you know how you feel, you know, you feel like, okay, I'm about to like 2 seconds to come. Yours might be like 30 seconds.
Come on.
Oh, come on. That's
how long it's going to be. I'm exaggerating, guys, but damn, Jesus, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a little longer. It's going to be a little longer.
But no, we're not doing it.
You ain't get it?
It might be with small, yeah. Hell yeah, you need it.
What you need it. What could you do?
What you going for?
Yeah, it's not me. Yeah.
Hey. That's that cool, that.
Fucking kid like that.
But yeah. What I was going to say? But it's other cosmetics for men. Would y'all get like the hair?
My hair?
Yeah, the niggas getting the tape. Niggas getting the abs.
I would get that. I'd get the hair if I
could. You get the hair? Yeah.
Why are you laughing? Like, you want to take my hat off? What you laughing at?
He wants you to take that off.
You want to take that off?
You want to take that off?
Hey, you said this your new co-host? This is my last show, big dog. What's up? That's what y'all gonna say to me? Get it off your chest.
It's not me.
Then why are you laughing with him? Like you can relate to what he's laughing at.
He said.
It's like you glanced at it. Like, what's the problem? What? See?
Oh,
I got a hairline on me.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Oh, I just want you to have both children. Whatever, man.
Not me.
Oh, snap, man. Oh my gosh, bro.
Oh, God.
So you say...
Stop! But why you just go bald, kid?
For me?
Yeah. Like, why
I have a tape, homie.
No, I'm saying in general.
Oh.
You say you would get the airline. Me, I'm just going to go bald.
But if you have...
You bald?
If you got a decent amount
that
of hair,
crazy. Yeah. You got weird shaped head for you to go bald.
No matter, kid. It's how early you embrace your baldness.
Nah, I don't know about that, though.
Who ugly with a bald head?
Nah, I know a lot of ugly people with bald head.
Give me one.
I'm not gonna spray them. But...
Spray them right now, kid. That's the AK.
Put your pussy lips on live, I'll give you $1,000.
Spray them, niggas, kid.
Spray them,
but
it's like...
Shoot them bald up.
It's some lead niggas with being bald now.
Yeah. I tried it out a little bit. For me, I was zaddy-licious.
So you would get the hair headline?
What I mean, if my shit was really murk, I'd just bombed it, like you said.
Yeah.
But if it's like...
But if you have the money to get the
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. As long as it's going to look decent.
I mean, do you want hair, though?
It don't really matter.
Okay.
You know, I only use zero
money for certain events. But there ain't answer, then. What? If you start going bald a couple years, your tape start going like LeBron.
Oh, don't worry. After that last joke, don't worry. The universe going to take care of itself, homie.
If you start hitting like LeBron, you people, your shit is going back and back.
My shit going back, homie.
What's next?
Well, hold on. This is for the tape or to put more hair?
That's the hair loss thing. If your tape backing up, you losing hair. Because some people only get the sides. Some people lose the middle like LeBron. He only lost the middle.
LeBron lost everything.
Yeah, he got the implants. He got the implants in the front. But his middle's still horrible. I don't know why he didn't do that.
He need to give up.
Thank you.
See, when it's to that extreme, you might as well just give up.
I mean, boy, don't try the king, man. You feel me?
Right, what you doing, Pippen?
Yeah, you ain't
king vibe.
What you doing? You getting the surgery or not?
Shit. I mean, for me to lose hair while I gotta get surgery, that would be great.
Get close to the mic.
Oh, yeah. I'm tripping. Yeah, but for me to lose hair, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Like.
What, you mean like you in general?
Yeah, me in general.
You're so not vulnerable.
No, I mean, come on, y'all, boy. Like, this shit
all men crazy. Lose their hair, you know that, right?
No,
I know that's a lace.
Nigga's got a 26 inch.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
That's just lame.
No, it's like, it will be crazy. Like, if I lose hair to what, I gotta go get a hairline, y'all niggas roll.
Who wrote?
Y'all. Everybody else.
Why we wrote? Who gotta do this?
What you gonna
do? Shit, if I gotta go through it, then y'all boys murdered.
What the hell? What is your analogy right here?
I'm kidding. He's trying to throw shade saying, oh, his shit's so nice that if he gotta get it, then we definitely gonna need it.
Thank you. I ain't gonna lie, you worded that shit so perfect.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna need it.
I don't believe I'm gonna need it. Like, what would make me
But we
need
talking,
it?
We talking about the hypothetical here.
Okay.
If I need, I'm going bald early.
Yeah, I'm gonna use zero
much. I'll probably get a fake beard.
If I'm going bald, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna go down swinging. I don't think I'm a yacht.
Nah.
Zero, man.
The earlier you embrace it, the better.
But to be honest, it's easier for me and him to bald it than you. Your head massive, homie.
It is, though.
It's massive.
Is my head really massive to y'all, boy? I ain't gonna lie, it is. Like, I went on my IG and then I seen a couple pics. I'm like, damn, I ain't gonna lie, nigga's face blurred, kid.
You know those long watermelons? It's like, Jesus. Hey, I can't imagine when you have a headache, homie.
Well, I don't get headaches, but when I do,
they severe.
No.
That nigga like 8 minutes.
When I came out of the hospital, my headaches was crazy taking the pill.
How much pills you need a lot, right?
Huh?
You need a lot of pills, right?
The pills was giving me headaches.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was actually the pills that was giving me headaches. But prior to that, yeah, I had a crazy headache before. That shit was wild, bro. I mean, I was in bed the whole day. I'm tossing and turning type shit. Like, that shit was crazy.
You know how I feel when I get a headache. I don't want nobody talking to me.
Yeah, I remember that really? Day was in high school.
No, you keep making up this story, bro. Come on, let me tell that story.
I forgot. What's that
nigga name? Close it to the mic, bro. Just keep it right there.
What's that nigga name?
It don't matter because the story not real.
No, what's kid name?
I remember the name, but I'm not finna say it.
Now tell me the name.
You claim it was Clarell.
No. It wasn't Clarell. It was the other dude.
Ooh.
Damn, what kid name is? He rap now. I think he rap now. Allen, there you go, Allen. I'm tripping. Allen came and tried to pilot with you. You said you'll get the fuck out of my face.
No, I did not.
Which Allen? That boy Park.
Yeah, that boy Park. There you go. Shout out to my nigga, that boy Park.
Hey, you see, talk to the mic, bro.
Shout out to Clarell, too. What's your app to wave?
You see the difference?
You really said, like, yo, get the fuck out of my face.
I did not.
I'm like, yo, what's going on, kid? I'm thinking y'all about the bump, so I come closer.
That's not true.
Listen, I swear to God, it went just like that, bro. Kid came, I forgot what he came and asked you. Who's waiting for your old boy to come grab us? Kid came, I don't know what he told you. But you was like, yo, get the fuck out my face.
Damn. If I, so, but so if I had a headache, why are you talking to me?
Bro, how would he gonna know?
How would he know?
That was not a smart.
That was not a smart question, kid.
Like, what?
I mean, he don't talk to me any other day.
He do if he came to your face.
Nah, I'm just playing. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't recall that, nor will I own up to saying that. But so if I had a headache, it, I don't want nobody talking to me.
I was on some shit where it's like, okay. Like, when you said that, because I didn't really know about how you get with your headaches at that point.
So I should be throbbing. Huh?
So when you said that, I pulled up. You know, I came closer. Like, okay, we finna wreck out. So that's what I'm thinking.
That's all you know. Batai.
No. But I'm thinking we finna wreck out. I'm like, okay, he tried Joe. Okay, we finna bang this bitch out. So Joe just walked away from that kid. I'm like,
so yo, my dad was here to pick me up. I had to go home.
Nah,
what did
man.
You want me to do?
Listen, bro, you and your headaches, that shit crazy.
Who's we talking about headaches? Y'all seen Lil Uzi with his goddamn diamond in his head? Forehead?
Bro.
Hey, how much was it again?
So, it was 24 million. I'm not believing that.
I think it was 22
million. No, it had to be. It was 24 million.
They said 24, I don't believe that.
You think it was more or less?
Less.
Hell no.
But you know, he said he been paying for that for years now. Because He never had the bread to just buy it flat out. He said he'd been.
He don't got $22 million.
Oh, I don't think the diamond and Uzi head cost $24 million. I'm sorry.
Was it free?
I don't think it was free. But I don't think it's $24 million.
No, it's $24 million.
What are he lying on? It's a if it's a real diamond, that's a big diamond.
That's a big diamond. Yes.
No, it's $24 million.
I don't think it's $24 million. Though.
It's $24 million. You know why I feel like it's $24 million? Because Lil Uzi he really never gave us no vibe when he like.
He's not a capper. Yeah.
Yeah. He never gave me no capping vibe. You know,
24 million?
That's a lot. He's an idiot.
And I'm looking at the diamond. How do you know how much diamond costs? Because I'm looking at it.
He's going based off the value.
No, we don't. We really don't know.
We don't.
Yeah, I'm like, looking at like,
jewelry store and other people.
It's
a pink diamond.
I truly believe it was $24 million.
I believe so too. But to really invest all your money into that and put it in your forehead?
Yeah, go.
Like, what type of weird shit is that?
He buzzing.
It's weird.
It's weird. That's why. Ooh, it was that like face tattoos. That shit pissed me off too. Like when I see people with them, I stare. I stare at you. I'm like,
I don't want to call it. The face tattoos, kids, I don't want to call it. But it's like, I don't get the face tattoos.
Like I stare at them like, bro. And then they probably get mad at me for staring at them. I'm like, you dumb. Like you had the whole body.
You choose your face
where people gonna look the first place.
And then some so people now when I'm staring, don't get mad. But they put mad tattoos on their face.
A lot of rappers.
I mean, I think it's more of a trend than it actually being a thing. I think it's more so a trend. Remember the teardrop shit? You know, Lil Wayne did that shit.
That was a trend.
But I think outside of that, I think it's more so like.
But I don't think they think in the future. Like when you like 60.
But you're a rapper.
When you got money, you're not thinking about future.
No, I'm saying like you're a rapper because you know the future for us is crazy because like okay, boom, we're not a rapper, we're not down, so we really out here grinding for our bread. So now we gotta actually go work or we gotta build this, we gotta build this and stuff, we gotta, you know, communicate with this person, we gotta go do that. So it's like we're not gonna go get that shit.
Because
we're gonna look crazy.
Fuck all that. It don't look good.
No, it don't look good.
It don't look good.
It don't look good. But at the same time, that you know, that gotta be the mindset.
Hey, if that's what you wanna do, go ahead.
They just delusional. I be looking. I was at the barbershop and I'm staring at this nigga. He had open. I'm just staring. I'm like, do he catch me staring?
So he like, catch you.
And I'm like, God,
he catch
like,
you.
All and everything was dumb. Like you could have put this on an arm or something.
That's what blows me. I'm not a huge fan of tattoos, but I do want one. But if I'm gonna put something on my body that's gonna be there forever, it gotta be something meaningful.
But
that's probably meaningful to them.
Yeah, bro. I was about to say.
Them niggas that be tatted up to the toe, from head to toe, all their tattoos.
Yeah, all their tattoos on me.
Hell no.
You know, I know
a nigga that told me he got tattooed just to get it.
No, you know, crazy.
I talked to a white person. Like, they'll be bored in their cell and let me go get a tattoo.
No, I talked to a white person. He told me it's art. Like, it looked.
For him.
Okay.
Because he's white. Cool. It looked good. Like, because I could see the picture. But for a black person, it'd be hard sometimes to even see your tattoos. No,
I'm light skinned in the arm, so you know what I'm saying?
You're brown. Relax. You're brown.
Damn, that far. Light skin.
Come on,
he put his arm down. Drake.
Yeah. No, I'm back gangster.
He flip it. Drake back gangster.
No. Like that.
I want to say light skin, homie.
Oh, what it is?
It's lighter than
brown.
It's light.
Of course, everybody's arms is lighter than
your arm. Not that light.
Hey, after the last joke, tread lightly. Chillax. Alright. I'm just laughing after my body cracks.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you feel me? Like, my arm light for you, feel me? Yeah. Dark skinned nigga. Mm-hmm. So I could, you feel me? I could do a little long sleep. I could do that. But outside of everything else, it's like, you know, I don't really know. But
you know that video that I think Trump or Sean, one of them put it in the group chat.
Yeah.
Where the guy, there was this, the husband and wife were shoveling the snow.
Yes, let's get it, let's get it. The white on white crime.
What was that? It's okay, by the way. Yes. What was that?
Is it okay because it's a white on white crime?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the essence of it.
Wrong,
but hey, just like they say, well, let them niggas kill themselves, mm-hmm. let them crackers kill themselves. Mm-hmm. Fuck it.
No, listen. When he did that, I was blown away. It's when he came back with the stick.
Oh, you know, I didn't watch it after? I didn't even know he came back.
No, but you gotta watch the whole thing.
Wow, I watched him. You know, he shot the dumb in her. Like,
yes,
she was talking. He came over and shot. I didn't see this.
That's
okay.
Not enough.
Okay, so for y'all guys who don't know, so it was a video of a dude.
Come on, you gotta describe him.
He came.
You gotta describe him. Who's the dude?
He was a white dude.
Okay. There we go.
He was a white dude.
Mm-hmm. A white male. How tall was he?
I think he was about 5'11".
5'11"? All right.
About 5'11", 6 mm-hmm. foot.
Blonde hair, probably?
Blonde hair? I think he had black hair.
Okay.
Blonde hair
niggas. Let's give him brown.
He was a redhead. Y'all tripping.
No, he not redhead. Redheads don't fuck like that.
Them gingers? All right.
No, they don't. But they should more. They should be more catastrophic type shit.
Okay.
This shit was a little bit more, you feel me? Like, so kid literally walked out his... Like, there was, okay, boom. So, there was argument.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know what kid did. Kid went back in his house. He came back with a 5. And he shot the dime in the nigga, bro. Like, in broad day, like it wasn't nothing.
No, it had to be. They had to have been beefing before that, bro.
Yeah.
They had to be.
They said it somewhat, like, oh, we hate that you came here. Like, in the neighborhood or some shit like that.
No, but what kills me was the fact that the husband... Or a boyfriend, whatever he was, because I didn't care what he was. He never came back out for the dime.
Well, he didn't make it inside. He got killed. He tried to run.
The white guy.
If you don't notice, the man goes back inside to come back and goes to the driveway, then shoots again. So I guess the guy is in front of their driveway.
Yeah, you got to kill him. You can't leave them alive.
So is the wife who will survive?
Both of them died.
I think both of them died.
The wife died, but I'm saying prior to him coming back out with the stick.
Yeah, she was the first one that died. Yeah,
because he bagged
them. He bagged her.
He bagged the dude first.
No, he shot the dude.
Yeah, he shot
the dude. But he made sure the wife died.
Yeah.
But the wife, the wife died after a couple minutes. That's what I'm saying.
They didn't die instantly.
Damn, that's crazy.
No, it's the fact that he left. Mind you, he shot the wife in the head. He left, went inside, went and got an AR, and came back.
You know, so
and shot him again.
We don't know his name.
How will we know his name? He white.
But that's the point. Thank you.
He white.
That would have been a black person everywhere. It would have been already.
It would have been on the news scene everywhere. Like
Batman slaughters neighbors.
Yeah, it would have been just like that.
There was big
it would have been an arch nemesis slaughters neighborhood watch or some shit like that.
The same thing with that nigga that beat up his wife in the Seahawks. The shit was not everywhere. Ray Rice? He just died one time. She got knocked out. Okay.
It's not okay, but
it's not okay. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel that.
He hit her one time. It was on record.
What's his name too? Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, they hit him one time.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
This nigga here beat his dumb. And then it's like.
And he said out his own mouth, bro.
I'm surprised you're still alive.
And tried to get her to bow to him, bro.
And then y'all, this shit not everywhere.
He trying to get her to bow.
That's what started with everything.
He tried to get her to bow. I'm like, bro.
That's what started everything. He wanted her to bow. She didn't want to do it. He like, let's go. You about to get this work.
Oh.
And he gave her the work.
He clocked in.
8 hours. He did a whole 8 hours. Way overtime.
Young boy.
All right, we know we joking, but still, I don't like that. Ray Rice, dog. I heard about Ray Rice every day. He had to have a whole press concert. This nigga ain't come apologize publicly yet.
Not one time.
Yet.
Nah.
And they talk about he got mental health issues. Fuck you. Fuck the mental health. Fuck his pills. Because if he was black, y'all not worried about that.
Oh, no. You can't. When you black, you can't have mental health issues.
Oh, yeah. Because you got... Because
you was a slave
once. Yeah, you was a slave once. So you strong
about it.
So you used to get
But I heard and I read Kid's story though. Kid was like, oh, I'm surprised you're still alive. I was like, wow.
It's pretty dark, homie.
That's super dark.
That's dark.
That means he was really chilling, eating, and vibing, thinking she dead.
The crazy part is he was ready for her to be dead.
But if you look at full picture, it's in him. It's in him, bro. Like,
it really is, I though. Think he's in
all, yeah, I'm a little racist. I got a couple good ones, but most of them isn't.
It's because, yeah, brother, it had to be how kid was raised. But damn, dog, that shit just blew me.
It's crazy.
You ain't the only kid. I was crazy. I was mad that they wasn't putting it everywhere, but that's the media.
And the I'm media. Not gonna lie to you, he's truly white.
No, yeah, he's white.
Yeah, yeah.
White. Like, he is white.
Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah. Caucasian.
Yeah, yeah.
So the fact that he Caucasian like that, it do make sense. It makes sense.
But
that
they give them niggas passes, though. Oh, you beat your wife?
Like the other nigga, the nigga you're just talking about. We don't even know who that was, who got shot, who died. Yeah. Let with a black person? Oh, my God. We still don't know who it was. We just see a video. And then he probably bucked at that.
That's true.
He could have said, I was so threatened. I think the video probably got released to...
The hell no, he can't fight that.
No, he going that. Away. Big dog going away.
He going away.
For a long time.
What state that was in? It depends.
Somewhere where
it's... Right, it don't matter. Don't you know the state doesn't matter.
It matters.
Somewhere where
it's about maximum sentence.
Yeah. No, it's not about... In Florida, you could be like, I was scared. How can they determine how scared you were?
No, hell no. He came back and killed her.
That's where he lost.
Yeah, that was the overkill. Yeah. He should have, if he never went back, I didn't see that part. If he never went back and got the AR, he would have been good.
Now, but he should have never walked over to the wife and shot her again.
Now, he still would have been good. Because you went to go get your firearm. They never had firearm.
Yeah, he got one.
So he would have got hit with, if anything, he would have got hit with second degree murder.
Damn.
He a monster.
Yeah, he a monster.
So hey, what would y'all do if, like, one of your friends hit you up and be like, yo, I want to kill this person. But they just venting to y'all, like, damn, I want to kill this person. Y'all finna, like, what y'all going to do?
I'm going to assess the situation, you know. I'm gonna get as much data as I can and, you know, trying to, you feel me, talk the shit out because.
With them?
Yeah.
So you're an accessory.
I wouldn't say I'm an accessory, but I would, you know, trying to see, like, how they arrived to this situation. Like, how did they arrive to, okay, I want to murder this kid.
So, are they saying they're going to do it or they want to hire somebody to do
it? No, they're just expressing to you how bad they want this person dead. They're not telling you how they want it done, none of that. They're just saying they want them dead. When the person actually, when they bag them, what y'all going to do? You're not going to feel no type of way?
That's different.
I'm not going to feel no type of way because the simple fact that, one, we spoke about this.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, hey, remember we spoke about this shit?
You're a dad, Rich. You helped him so much.
I never said I helped them.
I'm just saying you spoke about it.
I'm just saying, like, we spoke about this. So you doing this, I can fathom you doing this.
You won't feel like I could have probably did more?
Yeah.
Can I have did more?
Yeah, like, get the nigga some help.
I'm not going to feel as if I could have did more for the simple fact that it's like, me telling you, like, when you made up your mind, it's all human nature.
Oh, yeah.
When you made up your mind,
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So whether me speaking to you or not, it's not gonna, you feel me? It can change how you feel, but at the same time, it cannot. Like, the same way it cannot.
Mm.
So I'm not gonna sit there and be like, oh damn, I should have.
No.
You want to murder this person? You want to go murder this person? You killed this person. That's on you.
Now, what if a kid pull up to your house with the body and train, be like, yo, help me out?
Oh, no, I'm not helping you out.
Yeah.
You're going to call
Depending
police?
On who you are, though.
You're going to call them. You're going to call the police.
No, I'm not snitching.
So you're just going to tell him he got to bang it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be put in that situation because...
Yeah.
But you're in it. You're in it.
That's what I'm saying, my thing is... Fuck! It's fucked up that you put me in this shit, bruh. Because
yeah, that,
like,
person don't fuck with you, kid.
That person can't fuck with me, bruh.
Put you in that situation.
They wasn't thinking deep enough, dude.
But my whole situation is because it's gonna be on some where it's like, okay, you did this. I understood you did this, but I'm like, okay, if it's one of y'all boys, top niggas I fuck with, I got no choice but to help. But you a fuck nigga for putting me in this shit to hell.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But then again, am I really? Because I'm coming to the nigga that I trust the most to help me with the situation.
Now, you a green-ass nigga?
Not necessarily.
No, you green.
No.
You murked.
I don't trust it, but I don't trust anybody else that's gonna really
you help. You should have did it yourself.
I did do it myself. I just need help.
You didn't help me bag him. I just needed help me get rid of him.
I didn't help get rid of
him. And that's the problem right there, because I don't know for a fact, okay? I'm just speaking hypothetical, but I think I'm going to help help you get rid of this body.
But duh.
And the, going down. And the moment I help this shit, I'm rope. So yeah, it's like, you win, bruh, why you did this to me, bruh? Like, you did this shit. You might as well just, you feel me?
I'm closing the trunk, giving it two taps. Have a good day, nigga. I'm not helping.
So you ain't gonna ever fuck with that nigga again?
Hell no, nah, you just murk somebody.
But it is what it is.
No, it ain't what it ain't. You ain't about to come to my house with a body in the trunk.
Listen, now you come to my crib with a body in the trunk, I'ma be on some.
I'ma ask you first, did you cover your bases?
I ain't ask you nothing.
If you covered your bases,
leave my house.
I help you. If you fucked up any step of this way, nah.
I mean, but that's the crazy part.
If you covered your bases?
I can't fathom y'all boys come and tell me, you ain't gonna like kid. I had to murk that kid, or I had to murk that down. Woo woo. I just need your help to woo woo. It's like, I don't see me not helping y'all. That's
I don't see either, but
the same way you killed them by yourself, handle the rest of yourself.
It depends.
You don't need my help.
I mean yeah, that's true, but it's like, you feel me? I really don't know. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is I truly don't know. When it comes to y'all boys, I really don't know, you feel me? Like, I could see myself helping out, you getting rid of the body and shit like that. And I'm gonna have to answer to my maker.
Oh, you but,
yeah, but I can see me helping, you feel me? The same way I can see me not helping, I can see me helping.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
That's
why
I'm like, at the same time, that's, it's like, you grief for even putting me in this
I'm
shit,
I'm not helping
bro.
Y'all boys. Don't come to my house.
Like I said, I gotta know. It depends. I'm gonna tell
I'm
you.
I'm not gonna rat on you.
Yeah, it depends.
I'm not, I ain't finna rat.
It depends. That's why I said it depends. You might have to go. If you ain't cover your base, you're like, well, I ain't. Oh, I'm like, wait, what happened? You like, did you get the cameras? No. Bang it, please. You didn't even cover all your bases.
That do make.
But it's like you did. Hey man, I done did this. I handled this. I did that. Alright, let's go. I got you.
Okay. That
you cover your bases. Sense. That means nobody should be coming to me. If somebody come to me, they probably questioning me.
But hold on,
so I won't give you up.
Now check me out. You're not gonna question the morale of that person. Like,
it depends.
Why did you murk him?
It depends.
Like, what
I mean, that's your nigga. You know they're gonna be on the right.
You don't know.
Check me out. Check me out.
If they was on the right, then they would have never tried to hide the body.
Oh, you be?
Oh, hell no. Nah, exactly. Check me out. We really don't know what's going on, because just because you know life, other people don't know life as much as you do. Like, they could be school smart, but they ain't really like street smart, in the streets or whatever the case is. Not saying that I'm in the streets, but you feel me? I know how that shit go. You feel me? So it's like, they probably thinking, oh, all they had to do was just sit there and just call the cops, and then they'll have been straight. But they really don't know that. At the same time, or you feel me? Or it could be some crazy shit where they were doing some illegal shit and they wound up passing the person, and this shit was crazy. But because of what they was doing, they don't want to go down for it. You don't know what this shit could be. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, at the same time, because of that, I'm gonna always give you the benefit of the doubt where you clip this person because, yeah, this person had to be clipped. Like awesome shit like that, but at the same time, that doesn't mean you're right, though.
You're a good guy.
It doesn't mean you're right, because you could have been on some fucked up shit. You could have been on some fucked up
that's
shit.
That's true.
You feel me?
But on that note, he's a good guy, and y'all boys gotta stay tuned for the next episode, you feel me? Thank you guys for pulling up, you feel me?
Yo.
We let the co-host go on the last rant, you feel me? Y'all boys stay tuned. Scenery might change, everything might change, so y'all boys stay on point. Stay showing love, you feel me? I appreciate it all. Y'all boys are pulling up again. And y'all boys knows outside the box, and it's a motherfucking...